Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. As the crowds lifted Paul and Barnabas on their shoulders and declared them gods, Paul thought he knew what he was doing. Welcome to the last story in my series, Paul, the Early Years. Paul is about to encounter a new ministry low as the crowds get stirred up once again, but not by Paul. Paul and Barnabas were about to convince the crowds they were not gods, but messengers of the living God who created the heavens and the earth. After things calmed down, there arrived an entourage of Jewish leaders from Iconium and Poseidon. They stirred up the crowds once again. They convinced the people of the city of Lystra that Paul and Barnabas were not only not gods, but blasphemers who needed to be punished. The crowds took up stones and stoned Paul to death. When they were finished with him, they carried his body outside the city gates and tossed him aside, assuming he was quite dead. The new believers in the city surrounded Paul's body and prayed for him. Paul then got up, returned with the new believers in Jesus into the city. The next day, Paul put an end to his missionary journey and started back to Antioch, where he had started. They passed through all the cities where he had preached, but this time only to visit and encourage the new believers in Jesus. Arriving in Antioch by boat, Paul and Barnabas shared with the church at Antioch all the things God had accomplished on their journey. They shared how God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and how they had left new disciples in each of the towns they had preached. God was greatly glorified, and this was an end to Paul's first missionary journey. Now, there were at least two more that are recorded in the book of Acts. This is the end of Paul's first missionary journey. My hope is that you will grasp that Paul has gone from being a persecutor of the church and now is one of the greatest evangelists the church has ever seen. So keep watch for my next series about Paul, or read the entire story for yourself in the book of Acts. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.